This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations was forced to stop deliveries of food and other necessities to Gaza on Friday and warned of the growing possibility of widespread starvation after internet and telephone services collapsed in the besieged enclave because of a lack of fuel. Israel announced it will allow a very minimal amount of fuel into the besieged territory daily. Thousands of bodies lie buried in rubble in Gaza. Families dig to retrieve them, often by hand. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The wreckage goes on for block after devastated block. The smell is sickening. Every day, hundreds of people claw through tons of rubble with shovels and iron bars and with their bare hands. They're looking for the bodies of their children, their parents, their neighbors. All of them were killed in Israeli missile strikes. The corpses are there, somewhere in the endless acres of destruction. More than 5 weeks into Israel's war with Hamas, some streets are now more like graveyards. Officials in Gaza say they don't have the equipment, manpower or fuel to search properly for the living, let alone the dead. I'm Charles de la Desma.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell urged Israel on Friday not to be consumed by rage in its response to last month's Hamas attack as Israeli forces wage war in Gaza.
A horror doesn't justify another horror. And the best friends of Israel are the ones who ask them not to be driven by rage.
On his first visit to Israel since the October 7th assault, Borrell sought to express solidarity with his hosts and reflect international concern. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. At least 130 people have died in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia following heavy rains that triggered what aid agencies describe as flooding seen only once every 100 years. Somalia has borne the brunt of the flash floods inundating the Horn of Africa region. A big day at the APEC summit as U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping made their pitches to Pacific nations. Here's VOA's Anita Powell.
And pitch they did, with summit host President Joe Biden on Thursday touting his nation's brisk economic growth to CEOs, a not-so-subtle jab at China's sluggish growth, and the results when governments partner with the U.S.
For decades, America's enduring commitment to the region has been a springboard that's enabled growth.
Chinese President Xi Jinping reminded each delegation he met with of China's status as a major trading partner, assuring them he has no desire to fight a war and soothing investors' concerns amid Beijing's tightening security rules and growing military ambitions.
China has no intention to challenge or replace the U.S. Instead, we are glad to see it confident.
Anita Powell, VOA News, San Francisco.
South Korean prosecutors sought on Friday a 5-year jail term for the boss of Samsung Electronics, J.Y. Lee, over charges of accounting fraud and stock price manipulation involving an $8 billion merger of Samsung affiliates in 2015. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
A ruling is expected on any potential sentence within months after a trial which has lasted 3 years. During Friday's hearing, prosecutors said Lee and other former executives had broken the law to make the 2015 merger possible. The move helped Lee gain greater control of the group's flagship Samsung Electronics. Prosecutors alleged the executives' involvement in the merger included stock price manipulation and other wrongdoings. They further argued this helped the accused make gains at the expense of minority investors. Lee has denied any wrongdoing.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire, a powerful undersea earthquake has shaken the southern Philippines, causing ceilings and shopping malls to plunge to the ground as shoppers screamed. No tsunami warning is in effect. Officials say they are investigating reports of one death. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.7 quake was located 26 kilometers off the southern tip of the Philippines. Videos on social media showed ceiling fans at two large malls as pillars swayed and people cowered and shouted in fear. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.